Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Fall to Lash, well, expectations are sky high as the girls in green are just 2 days out from meeting the Matildas in the opening game of the World Cup in Australia. Picture the scene. On Thursday, the Irish team will walk out to a record-breaking crowd at Stadium Australia. This is the Olympic Stadium in Sydney, with most of the 81,500 fans anticipating a home victory. Boy, do they have something coming. But one man who definitely on Irish soil now, who'll be cheering for an Australian victory, is the Australian ambassador to Ireland, Gary Gray. Good afternoon.
Cormac, how are you?
The cheek of you, ambassador, cheering on Irish soil for an Australian victory. Do you give Australia a fair chance then?
I do. The Australian team is an absolutely brilliant team. But, you know, Vera's team just makes you proud. Just makes you proud. We will be the happiest team come Thursday night to have beaten Ireland in Australia because the Irish are so good.
Well, do you know what? You're very diplomatic, but I'm not buying any of this, right? I did my homework for this, and I read the Sydney Morning Herald this morning. A fantastic paper. But my God, my jaw drops here when I read this. Will you hear their match prediction? Australia are a strong team with a lot of talented players, and they've been performing well in recent years. The Republic of Ireland, on the other hand, have been struggling and may have a difficult time keeping up with Australia's pace. Prediction: ambassador, Australia 2-0 to win. The arrogance.
Well, you know, we are a bit arrogant, Cormac. I can't claim not to be. But when you got Sam Kerr up front, when you got Mary Fowler out of the wing, when you got a team with the balance, poise, pace and skill that we've got, mate, give us a break.
This is disgusting, Sarah.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Mary Fowler there, ambassador. She's one of ours.
Well, give us a break. Give us a break. We're Australians. We're the big Irish island, and right now I'm on the little Irish island.
Mary Fowler, just for people who don't know, she was tempted to declare for Ireland. She almost declared for us. Her dad was born in Ballymun, and I think her two siblings were part of Irish underage camps, but she decided to stick with the Matildas. You mentioned Sam Kerr. Are your hopes pinned on her?
No. It's a balanced, powerful young team that has been being built over the course of the past 5 or 7 years. So the thing with these teams, and you see it in Vera's lineup, it takes you a very long time to get the balance of it right, to win your opportunities and get your team forward. And there can be no better advantage than playing in front of your own crowd. But I did notice, you're mentioning Cormac, Mary Fowler, mm-hmm. I did mention that her own family in Australia, half of them are supporting Ireland.
Oh.
The other half are supporting Australia.
Yeah. It's what makes matches like this between countries like Ireland and Australia that are inextricably linked, aren't they, because of immigration and trade and colonial history and so on over many years. It makes it so engaging, doesn't it, and exciting. Can I ask you this, though? I'm sure you've been, or have you, to the stadium they'll play in Sydney. We're very proud of Croke Park and the Aviva and the atmosphere it creates. What do you think the atmosphere will be like?
It will be like Croke Park. This will be, Cormac and Sarah, the biggest ticket-paying crowd in front of an international game in the history of women's international games. So it's not the biggest crowd before a women's soccer match, but in terms of international games and full fee-paying crowds, 86,000 of them. But Cormac, it was sold out 3 months ago.
Yeah, it's incredible.
They had to shift it from a stadium that had a capacity of 60,000 to this one with the same capacity as Croke Park.
I don't want to lay down a marker here at all, but when Ireland played Italy in the Giant Stadium in New York, they expected the Italians to outnumber the Irish in terms of fans by 10 to 1. The opposite happened. You know that? Ambassador, and I don't want to be I don't want to be fighting with you here on air, but I reckon the same thing could happen.
Mate, I was at Aviva Stadium last year to watch Australia play Ireland. And there was me and 99 other Australians and 54,000 Irish people.
Well, if we hark back a bit further, Ireland beat Australia 3-2 in a friendly 2 years ago, Ambassador. So I'm just wondering, in terms of your confidence, how confident are you, or could you give us a scoreline?
Yeah, we're not being friendly about this one.
No,
when we were being friendly, we're good. We're good. There's no friendliness here, and
expel him
if we don't.
Okay, so you're not being friendly about this one. Is there a little part of you deep down that would like to see Ireland win?
Of course, but it's not very big. The bit isn't very big, but you've got to have admiration for the skills that the Irish have brought together. And, you know, just that photograph in the Irish Times today of the women in the shirts that they first played in, you know, it just says so much about the deep roots of this game in Ireland. It says a lot about the athletic ability of Irish women, and it says a lot about the mark they're making on the world. Absolutely wonderful.
And we're extremely proud of this Irish team. But can I ask you, in all seriousness, to say a word about the Australian team? And you mentioned balance in terms of their athletic and sporting ability, but they are, I know, extremely good on social issues as well, everything from discrimination to racism and so on.
And in the modern game, you have to be. You've got to look like the community that you're representing. You've got to be like the community that you're representing. And Cormac, as sporting leaders, they're used to making hard decisions and being at the brunt of hard decisions. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of mental clarity and depth in these women and these athletes, and they're great role models.
Okay, well, look, it is going to be an intriguing opener for Ireland and Australia in 2 days' time. And may I objectively say, may the best Irish team win that takes the field, Ambassador. And look,
I'm cheering for the big Ireland, mate.
Let's hope you survive this one. That's Australia's Ambassador to Ireland, Gary Gray. Good to talk to you again. Thank you very much indeed.
Good on you, Sarah. Ta-da.